to the Laura Canfield Show, the Awaken to Happiness Now Global Series. Thank you so much for being here today. I'm so excited because my good friend Kimberly Crow is here with us. She's going to be talking to us about how to awaken your light codes, and specifically about, you know, remembering and anchoring the beauty of who you are, being your sovereign self, releasing from the chaotic mind of humanity, and being free from sabotaging patterns. So we're going to talk about that, and I'm sure much more. It's a full moon today, and I mentioned that earlier today in my other group, and the energies of the full moon are strong and intense. We'll talk about that. So for those of you who don't know Kimberly Crow, I'll just say a little bit about her. She's been on our show many times. We love working together. We love spending time together and co-creating this beautiful sacred space with you. And Kimberly is an everyday mystic and is known as the healer's healer. She is the sacred witness to the inner awakened mastery I am, retonement. She's an internationally known visionary teacher, artist, and transformational healer with 30 years experience. And Kimberly witnesses the matrices of the divine and not so divine. She uses this awareness to transmit multidimensional healing frequencies infused in light codes. And she holds space to assist the awakening of your mastery purpose for its highest expression, bypassing the rational mind and clearing obstacles to destiny embodiment. Kimberly's transformational I Am retonements are received from greater aspects and gifted to humanity. And these retonements speak directly to your core essence, activating DNA and allowing your master self to retone your individualized energy signature. Kimberly's sessions accelerate life-changing solutions by transcending destructive energetic matrices so that your divine essence is fully empowered. So we're so excited to have Kimberly on the show with us. Like I said, she's going to be taking live caller questions, so you can hit star 2 to raise your hand, or you can submit a question on the Q&A. And so I invite you to open up your hearts, open up your minds, open up your energy fields to receive the energies and codes that are flowing through the call today already and will continue. And just be open to the information and wisdom that you receive from Kimberly, her guides, and your guides. We are always receiving information all the time, so just be open to receiving that. And join me, please, in welcoming Kimberly to the show. Kimberly, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much for doing the work you do and holding this sacred space so we can all come together and play. Good thing.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm so glad you're here. And, you know, I was just saying it is the full moon, right? So today the full moon energies are really strong. I think the full moon happened this morning at 9:10, and I happened to see it last night. And it was, like, so bright, so beautiful. It was, like, wow, intense energies. And the energies right now are about transformation and healing, right, and optimism and moving forward. So what does that, all of that mean for you, Kimberly?
Oh, well, you know, that's really interesting because, yeah, Shefali and I were having a conversation before we got on, and that we're both back with their families right now. So that part of witnessing and being the sacred witness to all of life, like all aspects of it, and the energy of that, and to remember to just tap into some of those simple pleasures of life, you know, just the simple moments of joy. And that when we tap into that, then we remember that childlike energy, you know, like the child that has the part that's not jaded. And that when we can remember that, that's when we're connected to our divine self, because all of those other parts are those constructs of mind that we created for strategies of defense. And so it's going back to feeling that. When you feel that laughter, that giggle, that, you know, that energy of that, and expansion of it. So, yeah, this full moon that we've got right now, the energies are really intense because it's, you know, we're moving into the solstice, which is June, 20th, I think, this year. It moves around a little bit. I think it's the 20th this year. And that's when, in the Western Hemisphere, which is where we're living, that we have such influx of light, you know, that we have an opportunity that the planetary cosmos is supporting what we're doing here on, you know, planet Earth and with humanity's consciousness. So we have these opportunities to be moving into this. And right now we've been in some, and we have a huge eclipse coming in August. So we're really in this time of letting go of our victim stuff and all that martyr stuff. We can't do it for anybody else. And we cannot manifest from our victimhood. We're just going to keep creating pain by doing that. It's like the only, you know, the only true manifestation comes from that future self and the alchemy that it carries. I witnessed that yesterday. I had to go do some business top things, you know, in the world. I wasn't in my little sacred container of what I create all day. And I was actually out in the world. Actually, it was at the Social Security office. And so, you know, when you walk into that world again, you know, mm-hmm. places like that, like those types of institutions, and it was just, I was just witnessing, like, all of it. I'm sitting there, I'm doing meditation. And all of a sudden, I heard Spirit say, anchor in the codes of sustainability here now in the center of this. And I thought, oh, maybe that's why they have me here today. And so I'm working everywhere I am, you know. Like, first, I was sitting there being offended by all of the smells. You know, everybody kind of smelled like a dirty ashtray. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I can't do this. And I moved like three different times. And I saw that in me. I saw that I was like getting really small and I was getting judgmental. And I was just like, how am I going to do this? And it was like I started going in and I went into my divine self right there in public with, you know, all kinds of different people around me of all kinds of persuasions. And I connected in, and when I connected to my divine self, it's like, okay, what, you know, how do I walk this? How do I walk this every day, everywhere I am? And I heard, what does this field need more than anything? What's the desperation that's in this field? And it was sustainability, and that we're still creating from this messed up matrix of survival. And for the next moment of survival, and the next moment of survival. And it's like, we can't create from that anymore. And it's like, and I was like, okay, so what do we do? And it's like, connect to the codes of sustainability, because it's everybody's divine right to have this. And so I started connecting to it. And I saw this like really bright, huge light start to come in. And then Spirit said to me, you cannot create from a victim. You know, you cannot come out of the cycle. You can't come out of the matrix of if you stay in this, in victim energy and martyr energy, and that somebody else is going to do it for you. And then it's, you know, that it's this dependency energy that was kind of all around me. And I could feel it, and it was like, anchor it in. And so I started just pulling in that energy of sustainability and what the truth of that is and the divine energy of that. And anchoring it where I was at. And then they said, now call your alchemist in and make everything around you change. And it did. It's like everything changed. Like the whole everything. It was like all of this energy shifted, and this, it was just amazing. It was like the whole thing was amazing. And then my own appointment and what I was there for, they were like, oh, we don't know. We sent you this letter. And it was like everything in there changed. And it was like, okay, well, that was easy.
Nice. So that was easy.
You know, it's like we connect to it every day, wherever we're at, and just go. The divine is always around us, and it's because it's inside of us. We're the one walking around with it. You know, it's like, oh, what if God was one of us? Well, it is. It's like, you are it. Mm-hmm. So connecting to that and being it. So that's how we do all of it, and that's how the energy shifts, and that's how all of the consciousness shifts when we radiate it out in our everyday life,
mm-hmm.
all of the time. And I wasn't, you know, I woke up yesterday not in a great space, because I am back home because my brother crossed over, and I'm in 3D world with real 3D things happening. Mm-hmm. You know, and the grief of my parents and what they're experiencing, and the part that I know the truth and where what he's working on and what he's doing with his own light codes and the expansion of that. But this person that's in this everyday walking around suit, you know, still has the grief and the things that I'm taking care of in the 3D world that is, you know, part of it. And so there's that part of, you know, it's like easy to walk on water, but how do you do it when you walk amongst it every day?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I'm home practicing. And as I'm saying that to you, and I realize that, that's what I'm home doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I left Sedona to be here, and it's like really easy to be my big light expanded self and say all the things that I say and walk the walk that I do when I'm surrounded by energy like that all day long, you know, and that I show up in the moment of where I'm at and in that now. Because when you come back into those family constellations and those matrices and stuff like that, you know, there's constructs from the mind that were already created. You know, when you can feel that sometimes when you step back into it, and then the part that's the not self, and that you recognize the not self, and that you can't be the not self anymore. And so that, I realize that that's, you know, this is actually a huge spiritual walk for me. It's a whole lot, you know, to be that and to be in it every day and in the everyday energy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not easy when we're going through these expansions, and then it feels like we're not being supported, you know, outside. It's like when we step outside of there, you know, this feeling in the everyday world, and we look at the things, and then it feels like it's not being supported. But that's just in one little mind construct, because in all of the other dimensionals and the multi-dimensionals and the multi-universes, it's all being supported, you know, because it is the divine plan, and it's been written in the way that it is, so that we would move through this in the way that we are and with this ascension process that we're all in.
And so, you know how
so that's
Kimberly,
where we're at with stuff.
You had mentioned, you know, that you're with family, and I'm right now with family as well. And I was saying how my family dynamics, you know, I'm here, you know, for 5 weeks. It's totally different than it was when I left a year ago, 10 months ago. And it's like, wow, it's amazing. We've all shifted so much. And in this past 10 months, that it's much easier now. You know, it's like, wow, that support is there, that love is there, that lightness is there, that ease is there. You know, so it's not as difficult as it used to be. You know, and there's less stress. You know, it's just flowing. And it's so wonderful to have this relationship be so easy and ease-filled. And, you know, so it's like, okay, I can come back. Because when I came this time, it's like, I was kind of worried. It's like, oh, God, what is it going to be like? And, like, how is everyone going to be? And blah, 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 blah. It's been amazing. You know, and my kids are amazing. And it's just my sisters, my parents. I haven't really seen my brother very much. But it's been so nice. You know, it's like, oh, I feel so more at ease, you know, with being so far away from everybody. It's like, okay, this is good. You know, this is what spirit needed me to do. They pushed me to go far away and then come back and see that I have so much support and I am so blessed and I have such a loving family and a caring family, and they would do anything for me and my kids. It doesn't matter how far away we are. It was just, you know, so nice. And but you know, I'm ready to go home. I am so ready. You know, when you're with your kids, you know, you tend to buy everything and spend, you know, do all the spending. It's like, yeah, I'm going broke. You know, my daughter, every time she sees something, it's like, okay, I'll buy that for you. Okay, I'll buy that for you. Okay, I'll buy that. It's like, yeah, okay, you know, I need to go home now. But it's fun. It's been wonderful. And it's like partly vacation and mostly work. But the relationship dynamic. And so it's important for us to see what is working for us and what is not, you know, so, you know, coming back, I see how all of our relationships have grown so much. And sometimes we need to go through that change, that transformation, for us to really connect even more and see how much we value each other and ourselves. You know, so it just, it, has really strengthened my faith and myself and my guides when they told me to, you know, go to Vienna, you know, like move far away to the other end of the earth. You know, it's like, it was good because it was what we all needed. And, sometimes we don't see that until after the fact, right?
Yeah, because when we get to, like, that's like going on vacation or, a reprieve, a spa day, because it's like all that other that we, that construct that we've created through the mind and those, you know, alter personalities and those aspects of that within those dynamics, it's like, it's almost like they have to, you know, they have to stay out here and wait for the next strategy and do this and do that because what's expected of them. And when you unplug from all of that, you know, when they're like, you move to another country. Mm-hmm. When you unplug from all of it, it's like all of those pieces can collapse. And then it's like those identities dissolve, you know, because they come back. They're healed. It's like those aspects come back to the whole. And you probably have done a lot of integration work. I mean, can feel it in your field, you know. And when we bring back those wounded aspects of ourselves that had to go through the experiences they did, you know, like all those fragments that are out there, and when we bring that back into ourselves and that collapses, then we have more energy to use every day because those aspects start depleting us. You know, keeping them alive for everybody else deplete us. So when we stop that, you know, it's like when we just, it's like it's no mind of mine. I've really been using that again. It's so easy because yesterday, whatever was going on with something, and I realized I had allowed my mind to engage with it, and I just suddenly went, this is no mind of mine. It's like, take this, you know, take this spirit, take this, because this is no mind of mine. And I had a total shift. I mean, it was just like everything in my awareness shifted. It was like, the colors around me were different. It was just like everything shifted. And there's, you know, those are little things, simple things that just being conscious, but just being, you know, having a moment of consciousness and that whatever we've got engaged in is, it's like, it's no mind of mine. I can't figure it out. It doesn't matter. Yeah. And when you're not engaging with it, then it doesn't exist anymore. So like what you're talking about with your family, it's like what, you know, it's like you don't, those things don't even exist anymore. It's like,
yeah, exactly.
It's like,
yeah,
it's there.
Like, wow. It's like,
and
oh
then you
goodness.
Have more energy.
Yeah.
Right. You have more energy to use for you, for your passion, for all of that kind of stuff. You know, so I'm going to be a grandmother in August. And so I decided to make a baby blanket. So I spent yesterday going to all the different craft shops, picking out the perfect yarn, you know, that I wanted to use. And I haven't crocheted in since, I was thinking about that. How long has it been since I did this? In the 80s. It's like probably in the 80s since I did that. And I have done it before in my life. But it was amazing that that muscle memory was there. And then I just picked it up and started doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was really surprised. I mean, I did watch a couple of YouTubes, and then it was just like it was right there, and I was right back in the flow. But it was what I'm, the reason I'm talking about that, because it was the flow of creation. It's like that was creation, and it wasn't easy. You know, it was so easy. It's like it wasn't a burden. It was fun. I was in creation. And so when you tap into that energy of creation, you know, whatever that is, it's like it flows. It's so easy, and it's just, you know, it's right there. And so all that's within us somewhere. Our creation codes are within us. And when we can pull out of the mind back into the divine self and tap into that, it's just like we plug right in, the flow's there, then we go, oh, you remember. You remember what you're doing here, and then you're just kind of on autopilot with all of it. That's when you know you're in your creation codes, you're in your passion, and the energy, you know, is flowing like that. There's no thought with it. It's like sacred heart, sacred mind are working together. That's the divine masculine and the divine feminine energy working together. And it's like it will, everything will just be handed to you, and there's no thought with that. It's like I had a call the other day with the, you know, where I do the group calls from the summits, and my little recorder that I use for backup, I had changed it because someone suggested for me to change it, and I had given my power to this.
Yes.
And my voice quality wasn't right. It was like it was all messed up, and I'm thinking, what's wrong with this? And I'm holding it, and I just got through anchoring in all of this divine masculine energy, and I'm holding the little recorder in my hand, and I think, what is wrong with this? And it said, well, you changed me. The recorder spoke to me. It was, I was like, what? Who was that? And it was like, I was fine. You changed my setting, because my mind thought I was supposed to do this for some whatever reason. And then it was off after that. And I'm one of these people that just pick up things and start using it. I never read instructions. Yeah. And I was like, wow. And it told me what buttons to push and how to reset it. It was just like my fingers knew what to do. And I was like, it can be that easy when we're really tapped in. That's how it works. It's like everything just like we're in flow, and it's that easy. It's like everything around you works with you in that way. So that's what creation's about. That's what we came here, you know, to be. And then free will decided it needed to, you know, change things. Like if we step back into it, then everything changes.
But even now, though, still we can still be in that flow, tap into that flow, and be one with what's the word, source and spirit, right? And with everything else around us, and continue to flow, you know, and be open to the insights, be open to the messages, be open to what we receive, and then choose, right? And then choose that, and then take inspired action from that, right? So it's about both being in the energy.
Exactly, inspired action. I love that word.
Yeah, and then taking action.
I love the word inspired action.
Yeah, so it's not just about receiving the codes, you know, and being in the creation mode or receiving the creation code. It's not just about that. You still have to take action, right? Inspired action.
You still have to take action, and that's the inspired action. That's how Sacred Mind and Sacred Heart work together. The inspired action's there. It's like I had to punch the buttons on the recorder. I didn't just, you know, use a magic wand and go abracadabra and now you're fixed.
Yeah.
It's like it's set up in a way that it is, but I just was connected to it in the consciousness of it, and it guided me. And I still pushed the buttons and reset it, and then it went into perfect pitch. It was totally retoned. It went into exactly where it was supposed to be to work with me as a partner.
Yeah.
Because it was like we were out of sync with each other. And all of a sudden, it was like it knew, and I listened, and it showed me how to align it with me that we can work in unison with each other. So, I mean, that's just everyday little stuff. It's like, and when we're in that and we're tapped in, it works like that. It works with the mundane. It works with inanimate objects, you know.
It's not just about the big stuff. It's the everyday stuff, too, you know.
Yeah, everyday stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have a question.
Everyday stuff. It's like, that wasn't me. Yeah.
So, I have a question from Donna in BC. And it's a wonderful question because it's something that we all need to know about. She says, I want to be my sovereign self, but instead I feel powerless because I lack clarity of what to do in my life. How do I get clear, take back my power, and heal my heart?
Okay, so when I could answer that in general, but okay, I'm going to open up everybody's records, so we're going to do that
okay.
Tapped into. And as soon as I tapped into her energy, I could feel her solar plexus. And this is for everybody on the call, so anything that comes through just goes out to everybody. But I could feel her solar plexus, like, just all in a wad. And it wasn't who she is. And it felt like she's spinning too many plates, and she's in her head too much of what she's plugged into and how she has to be this for everybody else, or be not even be this for everybody else. It's like to be this, to be the divine, and that I don't know. There's two. It's like all of this energy of what everybody else has said, and then whatever. It's still what everybody else has said. This energy of where do I put that in, and then how do I live up to what everybody else has said. And so there's like a lot of energy. So she's not listening to her own discernment. So it's like when we're giving our power away to what everybody else's opinion is and what everybody else says, it starts depleting us. So how can we be our sovereign self, you know, when we're in that energy of that? Okay, there's a lot of her heart. It's like her heart just feels like totally, really congested. But then at the same time, there's that energy is very vulnerable. And so it's the part inside that is fearing to be the vulnerable heart. And the vulnerable heart is the way out. It's like when we really express ourselves from the heart and open up fully to our heart. And it's like this strategy that she's got going on to listen to everybody else so that they'll like her or she'll be approved or whatever this is. It's however that's playing out. It's like it's keeping that vulnerable heart from really truly expressing itself in the truth of who it is. It's like the identity's coming through what she's listening to from everybody else. Okay, let's see. What can we do with this for everybody on the call to open this up? So it's we're going to disconnect. Let's do some disconnection from this mind of humanity. I'm going to maybe take everybody through a group process with that, and then we'll do some more questions.
Okay.
But right now for her, I'm going to disconnect this energy and then pull back a soul part of her that's out in that energy trying to figure out what everybody else's thoughts are. It's like who she has to be for everybody else's thoughts. So how many of us have that going on? You know, it's like we're doing that all day long and then we end up being the not self. So what I'm being told with this and for everybody is that sometimes when we ask ourselves the simple questions, when we hear ourselves saying, you know, the thoughts that we do to ourselves, and if we just sit in our center and really be truthful with self, and that's when it's like, is that the truth? It's like even what we're speaking, is it the truth? And then to listen to that, you know, listen to it, and or is it something the mind is just creating? Because, you know, and is it the absolute truth? Because lots of times it's not. And then when we really go in our heart and we ask that question, then we can see what we're the construct that we're really plugged into. And then how do we feel with the thought? And if we feel anything other than joy and compassion and love with the thought, then it's not our thought and it's not our truth. And so that's one way to check in with your own self, do your own, you know, self work with it. And then how do you feel without the thought? And feel what the feeling is without it. And then what that would be not to have that thought. And so sometimes just with that kind of work, everything, you know, can collapse and you can have a different perspective. And it's like that's one of the tools that you can use. You know, when you feel yourself in those kinds of energies and being bound up by energy. Okay.
Yeah, wonderful.
Did I
lose
you? Are you still there? Okay.
No, I'm
okay. There for a second I couldn't hear anything and I was like, okay, wait a minute.
No, it's all
okay,
good.
Okay, you
want
to do a group process with everybody?
Yeah, that'd
you
be great.
You want to do a group process already with stuff?
Sure, yeah, that'd be great. And then we'll take some more calls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we can do more than one group process.
Okay.
Okay. So let's breathe in. So everybody use your breath to breathe in and bring your awareness in to your being, to this divine, sacred being that you are. So we're going to disconnect from that chaotic mind of humanity, all of those mind constructs that's out there that's not even theirs. You know, who knows who they are and where they came from. So, but how we do that is we just ask for it to be done. It's that simple. We just ask to disconnect from the chaotic construct of the mind, of humanity's mind. And when you do that, it's like you feel everything unplug. All of those energies that you sent out to connect to everything out in front of you, all the woulda, coulda, shouldas, and what you need to know in order to do this and to do that. It's like disconnect from all of that energy. How you stayed ahead of the game and what they need you to be. Bring that energy back into your third eye, into your sacred center for your own discernment. And just feel that energy of that and what that's like to be empowered with your own discernment, with your energy. All those places in the world that you've given it away to or plugged into. So breathe that in. And then it's safe to have that. It's safe to have your discernment. And it's safe to utilize it. And to express the energy of that. Now drop your awareness into the back of your heart. When we go through the back door into our sacred chamber, then we bypass any heart walls that we may have created in the front, because sometimes we still have heart walls in the front of our heart that we believe are protecting us. So if we walk through the back door, it's like there's a little chamber there. You walk straight through your light body and straight into your sacred chamber. And this is where your human aspect and your soul aspect and spirit aspect come together in the trinity of who you are, the divine being that you truly are. So feel the energy of that and the love and support from that. And as you connect with that, the truth of who you are, so while that energy supports you and nurtures you and holds you, in this moment, if you choose, disconnect from your own personal mind construct, that construct that you created over and over and over for this lifetime and all those strategies. Feel what that feels like when you just disconnect from that and allow yourself to really just drop into your center without mind and be in the no mind. It's the place to reset, and that you can come here and be in that place of reset. So as you're in that sacred chamber of that, your energy connects into the heart of Gaia, which is down below your feet in your Earth core star, in her heart. And feel that love and support from her and the sustainability that she provides. How much she loves you how happy she is that you came to be here and to bring the gift to humanity that you are. So breathe that energy in as it comes up through all of your body, the love and support and the truth of your divine self and who you are. So feel the difference in your energy and where, you know, when you're out in front of yourself and when you're in your own core and what that feels like to be in your center. So when you're ready, just bring yourself into this time we call now. So that's really easy, really, to do. I mean, after you, when you do it and you know how to do it, which we all already know how to do it, because I don't know how to do it if everybody else doesn't know how to do it. It's like it's all accumulated knowledge that's out there. Mm-hmm. And so when you disconnect from that, you can feel the difference in that. You can feel the shift of it. And when we go into that center and into the no mind, then we can create from there. You know, it's like all, because the brain, actually, when you're doing too many things with it, then it just clogs it all up, and then it can't do anything. You know, it goes into a place of shutdown. What did you feel with it? Did you feel the difference in the energy?
Oh, definitely. When I was in the no mind, it was, like, so expansive. It's like anything was possible, you know? It's like it was so less restricted. There was no restriction. It was just wide open, so expansive. I liked it. A lot.
Yeah. It feels so expanded. It's just like,
shoo. Yeah. Wide open. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, there's no restrictions. There's like no restrictions anywhere, and it just feels like, woo. And then,
Thank you. Wow, I'm yawning already. Thank you.
So that's a good place to, you know, to be and to ask questions from, even, because when we're out in that part of the mind that's like so desperate to get this or to get that, it's like when we go into this, then it's like the knowing can drop in. It's like that's when the knowing can drop in. So that's a really good thing to do, like first thing in the morning and when you go to bed, if not. Because if we're still all if we're all connected to all of that mind that's out there and all the energy, it's just like still being plugged into, you know, everything. It'd be like being in the room with the television and the radio and the computer all going. And it's like, so when you pull in and disconnect from all of that, then during, you know, you may even be getting more downloads in your sleep time and the energy of that. Now, sometimes you'll have the awareness of what it is, but, you know, you may not, but then you wake up the next morning with clarity and know where, what your next project is, you know, what's coming in, how you do this, what the answer is, you know, you get, you may notice that you're just getting these ahas.
Yeah, I love those ahas.
So that's a good one to do.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
And so Donna responded back into the Q&A, and she says, "You got me. Thank you infinitely. The process was very healing for me. Precious insights and help for my heart. Much love and gratitude. Thank you." So yay. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, bless you, Donna. Thank you for being who you are.
And so now let's go to the phone lines. We're going to go to Jayshree on the web call. So Jayshree, I'm going to unmute you. 1 second. Hello?
Hello?
Jayshree, are you there? Hi.
Hi.
I can kind of hear you. Do you have any headphones or anything like that?
Hi.
There, she's there, but I can hear some kind of feedback happening too.
Yeah.
Is it me?
So what's your question?
Yeah, what's your question, Jayshree? We'll come back. Maybe she'll get, she'll be able to find some headphones or something. That would be great. We'll come back to Jayshree when perhaps it's a bit clearer. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 1374.
Oh, it's me. It's Sandy. This is a great call. Thank you. I'm enjoying the call.
Good. Who is this again, sorry?
Pardon? What did
Who
you
is
say?
This? Who is this?
It's Sandy.
Sandy? Okay,
yeah.
Perfect. Great.
Sandy.
And you have a question for Kimberly?
Yes. It's interesting what you're saying because I'm house sitting for a friend and our house is under renovations and I'm getting organized to go back to where I'm from. I'm looking forward to being with family again. And I like to go back to working with children and babies and animals. So I do need the finances to do that. So that's the biggest thing I need to manifest and a new vehicle right now. But I've been wondering about animal communication to learn that a bit better. I do some, but I would like to do more and use that with the children and the animals. But I'm wondering about the speaking the light. Could you tell us more information about that?
Oh, how that happens and what the light language is? Okay. I think there are some people out there that teach it. You know, for me, it just spontaneously occurred for me. And
mm-hmm.
and then after that happened with me, I realized that my daughter is going to be 26. And when she was little, we used to speak it back and forth to each other. We called it silly language. And mm-hmm. and I had forgot about that, you know, so that it was there early on before I was awakened. And so it just started coming in for me. And I get the interpretate when... Sometimes when I'm channeling and energy is really trying to come in really fast because my brain works in gamma, and then when I speak the light language, then I get the words of what's trying to come in for the people. And my language comes from many different places. It's not just one. And when I'm connecting to someone, it's sometimes their light language comes in the energy of what that is. So it seems to just spontaneously happen. So when I allowed it, because I would hear it in my head and I wouldn't let it come out of my voice for a long time, and mm-hmm. I started like being in nature, in the park, and singing and allowing it to come through. Sometimes I would do it with drumming. So sometimes mm-hmm. it's easy to move into it like that. If you want to email me personally, you can probably find my information somewhere. I mean, I can give that out too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple Facebook pages that I could tell you, and you could go on mine too. And there's some people that I know that are connecting that way that you may could connect. Right now, I don't have that all that information right in front of me. But so that's what starts happening, and then it just starts moving. Animals communicate in that. So sometimes when you're communicating with animals, if the animals are upset and you speak in light language, because what happens with light language is it bypasses the rational mind. And so mm-hmm. it comes into our field and just the influx into the field itself and into our cells. So it's bypassing all of that with the mind. So the animals, actually, you can communicate in it with them, and they'll respond to it. It's like they feel the energy.
Wow.
And when you're doing animal communication, you know, mm-hmm. when you drop into your divine self and connect to the animals, then you ask to connect to their consciousness, and then you'll be able to hear them, okay, when you do that. It's like... you sync your consciousness with their consciousness, and
mm-hmm.
you'll, however your stuff comes in, you may see it as pictures, as images, but the stories will come in that way, and that's the easiest way to communicate with them is to drop into your heart and then ask for your consciousness to be synced in with their consciousness, and then they'll express their self to you because they, mm-hmm. They're not separate in their energy mm-hmm. field like we are. It's like
mm-hmm.
their intuitive brain and their survival brain is connected, where humanity's has got a little disconnected, and we're trying to reconnect to the energy and the source of that. It's like the animals, they know their source. And usually if they're If they're having behavior problems, it's because their family, their humans are sending the messages to them, and they're just acting out the energy of what's being sent to them. And, you know, when I work with animals, it's like, because I travel in house set. It's like that's how sometimes I move from place to place to place. And I'm staying with people's animals. And when they tell me, like, this animal does this, this, and this, and then as soon as the person walks out of their life and I sit with the animal and go, okay, what's really going on here? And then they'll tell me the whole story of, you know, why they're doing it for their human and what it is that their human is trying to learn. So usually there's work to do with the human. It's like if the animal is sick, then it's like look at the human and see what it is that's going on in their environment, because the animal is taking on their energies. So they're usually not separate. And people want to just get their pets read, and the truth is they're the one that needs the work. So I'll give you that bit of information with that if you move into that. It's not separate.
Oh, thank you. I just got to be like so many other and manifest financial prosperity more now. But that's great information.
Yeah, so we'll activate everybody's codes of sustainability today. I'll do that in the next group activation. And we'll just connect from this survival, like this creation from survival, and connect into the energy of sustainability. We'll do that today, okay?
Thank you. This is grand.
Thank you for your
so
call.
Much, ladies and everybody.
Thank you.
Wonderful. So much information came through for Sandy and for all of us, so thank you. All right, so we're going to go to phone number ending in 0748. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Anne.
Hi, Anne. You had a question for Kimberly?
Yes, during that last activation, my face became so flush, and my face is still very hot, and my head, I don't know how to describe it, my head is also... And that's where I felt it all. So I don't know how would that activation affect my, if it was for the heart, that it seemed to affect more like my whole third eye and the top chakras.
That's great. Okay, let's see what it was doing to you specifically first. It looks like, okay, so one of the things that Spirit's really been working with me with is the implant. The implant that we have within the mind, that it's kind of like a virus that was created in humanity's mind, and it's the virus of separation. So because I've been working with me so much with that, I'm carrying the frequencies really high of that right now. So when I'm connecting with people, whether I'm talking about that or not, it's disengaging in people. So I'm getting that that's what is happening with you. So there's a part within the brain of where, because you're ready for that. You're ready to be disconnected from that. And so where that box has been, and it's like the controller of that, which I don't want to get too weird in that way with people, but it's just the energies, and it's what we all came here to do in whatever way that we did. And then it's like it replicates itself like a virus within our system. And what viruses do is take our RNA and then they replicate the codes within the DNA. Okay. So that's why when just like in like the way it does in a computer, you know, like when a virus hits a computer, then it starts running through all of the programs. So it does it physiologically. A virus does that physiologically in the human's pathological, you know, it's pathological to us, and it uses our system that way. The same thing like in computers, it happens that way through a computer, and it starts running through all the programs. So that's part of, this is a long answer to your question, but this is what's coming in. So people wonder, like, they do this work, but then they get hit with another thing. Well, it's like all, it's coming out of your cells everywhere. We didn't create this overnight. It's been many eons of, you know, of the miscreations that we have created that we're in now that we're moving back into the purity of our creation codes. So so that part of you, something disconnected in there, and when it did, it's like you felt the flush through your system. So you got like a physiological reaction to it, and so that flush was like more like the capillaries, like the blood, you know, came to your face and you could actually feel the energy of that. Now, I'll tell you, last week when they were really working with this with me, I actually had, because I've been live on Facebook with it, I'm showing it to people, I actually had a rash and my whole face like went into this response, and I got it's the realigning of the truth of my starseed energy. And so some of the toxicity within the human DNA energy and the codes that we've taken on within our human DNA, it's no longer sustainable to us. And so it's like it's kind of dying off. And so sometimes in that dying off process, you know, it's like the we'll have energy expansions and we'll feel it. We'll feel the heat. We'll feel the energy through our host system. I'm also getting at that flushed your lymphatic system. And so you happen to feel it in the capillaries of your face because there's so much, you know, lymphatics there in that area. So it flushed your system in that way. I don't know where you're living at, but that it's like you had a little bit like a kind of a histamine flush. It's like when we're, you know, when it's pollen season, sometimes we can be high in histamines. And so it's like it kind of responded that way to you in a flush like that through your system. So that's a good thing. You might want to drink some lemon water. If lemon's not something that you can tolerate, then don't do it. But it's like that will help just keep moving the energies out. Okay.
Wonderful.
So if anybody else had those responses, that's what happens within within us. So, you know, it happens
then,
on all levels to us.
And then as a result afterwards, then how is it felt differently after the flush? You know, you said then you feel more connected with your messages, what are some of the things that people feel like after?
Well, it'll be different for everybody. The energies are going to be different, everybody, and how that, and in your own codes and how that's worked for you, and how you know, everybody's in a different initiation process and where they're at with the alignment of their own soul and their whole, you know, within that. So that it's not going to be a cookie cutter and this is how it's going to be for you. You know, that part's going to, because we're all different. We came here to be our own unique expression of what we are. And so it's like it's going to be different for you in different ways. I'm also getting, you might want to look at your, maybe some vitamin C, if that's something that you can tolerate and take, and make sure that you do one that's, some of those don't break down in the human system and, you know, we don't really use them. So there's all kinds of information out there about different, I'm not here to be promoting any kind of product, but for your own system, your system is telling me that it could use some mega doses of vitamin C right now. And I need that too. So thank you. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks for, it's very fascinating.
Good. Wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, as she asked me that, because it's like one of the things that I'm seeing is on the, for everybody, this is for everybody, that when we flush out any of those types of energies from our system, then our own cells are more refractive. You know, there's more energy to be refractive in our expansion. And every time we're refractive like that, you know, we don't go, it doesn't deconstruct itself. We don't go back to, you know, not, what do we call that? What would I call that? The word's not coming to me. It's like, is it coming to you? It's like it's like it doesn't collapse. Like the construct's already, the expansion's created, and we don't, they're telling me there's not a reverse osmosis on it. Okay, whatever that means. Okay.
All right. So
looks like it actually changes the osmolality of the body. It's like the fluid and how it flows.
Oh, nice. Okay. Thank you. So I have a question from Carrie on the Q&A. Carrie is saying, I've been on your grid this week and it's been really amazing. She says, your last support call was really powerful. I've been experiencing some of the same starseed stuff you have been this week, particularly swelling in my face and belly. I'm wondering if there is any star elemental support or any ease for the symptoms that want to come through at this time.
I saw powdered vitamin C. It's like I saw it in a powdered form for her when she was saying it. It's like there's a product that I'd had that was powdered like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually was seeing that when she was saying that. And I, you know, a lot of people are having those kind of symptoms this week. So it seems to be, I think it's where we're collapsing all of those distorted matrices, and so our body's actually going, yuck, this was toxic to me, and now I'm moving to another realm of this. And it's just like any time, you know how when our immune system kicks in like that and we have these expansions, you know how good you feel after you've had a deep detox or even a cold, and it's like, and then the body goes through this huge expansion, and then you feel like so great. So I saw that with her. Let me see what else with Carrie. Use that process in disconnecting from the different mind constructs. It's like the constructs that we create. So there's like processes, and it's in my package, the tools that we go through, and you do that from humanity, and then your own personal mind construct, and the construct of the family constellation, and then the DNA fragments, the DNA encodements itself, and to do that and to keep connecting to her divine source. And when you go into that and connect to divine, it will give you information in the physical world too of like what can support you. Mm-hmm. So she uses that technique and keeps connecting to her divine self and to her future self, and to ask the future self, is there anything else that, you know, I can eliminate, is what I'm hearing, that there's some elimination things for her too. And if there's anything that she can eliminate, and then anything she can bring in, and she'll get the answers. It's like the ahas will come to her.
Hmm.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you. And then here's a really interesting question, which we can all really use right now. She said, this is from Jen, I think in New Mexico. And she says, I feel like I need about 4 more hours a day, work, school, and learning about spirituality and more. You know, we all have so much going on. Is there a way to get more done or stretch time?
Well, actually, if you're working with the different laws, because, you know, we have these laws that govern this planetary mm-hmm. and consciousness that we're in. And so the law of time is the easiest one and the most mutable of all of the energies that, you know, to work with. It's like it's a whole lot, you know, harder to change gravity
mm-hmm.
than it is the law of time. And so if you connect in, and I would disconnect from everything, drop into your own divine self, and ask for the law of time to connect to you and to connect to it. And you can ask for it to team with you and work and expand it. And the energy will expand. I've done that before, or collapse the time. And so, like, if I say, you know, I'm supposed to be somewhere in 40 minutes and something happened and I only have 20 minutes to get there, I collapse time and pull it in, and then it's like you get there faster, you get to places.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's ways to work with it that way. And if you call on it and partner with it, it will work, and you can expand it too. And it's like, but then you have to remember Because you could have a really long day the next day that you think, well, how long is this going to be? That this day's lasted like 3 days. But time is the easiest one to work with. And it's like I have done that a lot. I haven't played with it as much lately, but it was one of them that I used to play with a lot. And so each one of those laws and those different planes and the energies that are there, they have like groups and hierarchies that are assigned to them and like spirit beings within that. I have the one that works with me with Tom. I totally forgot about her. I hadn't called on her in a long time. Her name was Jezebella. And I used to call on her, and she would show up, and then she would help me with that. She was like who was assigned to me to teach me those things like that with that. So, yeah, you can call on the energies of that and ask it to partner with you, to expand it for you, and it will. It's like that can happen, and it is the most mutable one. It's the easiest one to start working with that way. When you start connecting to those different and use your alchemy. That's you using your alchemy and being a part of that and being one with it.
Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for that question, Jen.
I hope that helps.
Absolutely. And now I just wanted to take a few moments to talk about your special offers that you have for us today. And so these are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Kimberly13, or if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer. So Kimberly, can you talk about, we have three packages that are available for everyone to take a look at. I'm just going to open it up myself. Package A, B, and C. So can you talk about them?
The whole series, the Awaken Your Light Codes, it's kind of builds on itself. So the energies of the MP3s that's in this, and A and B is basically the same. You just get an appointment with me and B. So what the information that I'm going to speak about now is in that package too. So the whole series has been built on that. And it's, the first MP3 is introduction to it. And then I talk about the creation codes and some of the energy, what's happening on Earth right now, where we're at with things and how we're moving through it. So there's like 8 MP3s, plus you get 3 live calls with me, which are recorded. So you really get 11 MP3s because you'll, have those to listen to too. And so I'm always bringing in whatever is right here on the edge and what's here now and whatever that we're working with. And so that's what happens on the calls, and they're live answer, questions and answers, and then we bring in whatever energy. So we do that on it. So this was created to bring in this energy to help reclaim this energy within you and your light codes that are there so that you can connect to this and be this awakened master that you are. So that first one, I talk about this stuff, and then I do the process that we just did, what I just talked about, using disconnecting from those chaotic minds and all of those mind constructs, because that's what they are. They're constructs that we created for strategies, and we have to keep them alive, and then we keep employing people so we can keep our strategies alive. So as we disconnect from that, then it shifts the energy for us. So that process is in there, and then how to drop into your sacred chamber and into your heart, which we did that too with the process. And then I use that in all of, the processes that I do. Sometimes I'm guided to different ones when I look in the group and see is it the personal mind construct, or is it, the DNA construct that's so heavy in everybody. But we'll utilize that, and we utilize that on the calls too. And it really, that energy works when you start disconnecting from that, then you have more of your, you have more access to your own life force energy and to that mastery self that you are. Because we all are the awakened masters. Everybody is that. And when you start connecting to your future self, then you can connect to the one that has already done this. Because there's an aspect of you that has already done all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the whole series is built on. And so each one builds upon itself. And then during that autumn two, we do a lot of clearing. And the more clearing you do and you resolve the energies, then you can bring in more of that refractive light energy then that you'll reflect out to others. Because one of the things we're moving from is our energies are changing from being this, the impact that we've been, how we've brought on, you know, took on everybody else's energies, and we're moving into the radiant ones that we radiate the light out, and then we're not taking on all of the energy for all of humanity. That's one of the changes that's happening within our consciousness, that we're moving, you know, it was what it was for a while and what it was set up for, and now we're moving into being these radiant ones that radiate this energy out. So there's a process, you know, to that, and to move from one octave to the other. So the MP3s support that and moving through that and to release that and to bring in the gifts that you are and then entering into your own divine temple, and it builds with that energy of that. And when I was in Sedona, the beings that were there, they're the same beings, the Telos beings that are in Mount Shasta too. They're in Thunder Mountain, and they started coming to me and working with me and bringing in what they were calling the cosmic codes. So there's energy there to move into that and to be supported by the cosmic rays. And so what the cosmic rays are telling me is that they are like the earth elementals are exhausted because they've been trying to hold all this energy together between Gaia and humanity's consciousness as she ascends. And so the cosmic rays are coming in now, and they're bringing in energy to, you know, it's like a spa energy. It's like to be in, to be on reprieve, like to have this reprieve energy. And it's moving those energies in through it. We'll, maybe I'll do that later, too. We'll move those energies in. So you bring in the cosmic rays. So we walk through that and then anchor in the light grids that are coming in. And so after you anchor in these higher octaves energy, then on that item six, we remove this distraction template that I was shown, that how this is in the mind of humanity, and it keeps us in these distractions. So we move into that process of that. So the first is clearing it up, building it up to be able to remove these implants and templates that have been within humanity's mind. And so some of you are already doing that. You're already doing the destruct of the constructs, and it's happening. You know, it's happening for all of us. So this will just help you move through the energy of that. And you may, you know, just whiz right through that. So it builds on itself with the support. So then you can embrace your own practical magic and bring that energy in of your own alchemy and the truth of what that is and that divine right that we have to be the alchemist and to use our energy with that and using the cosmic rays for alchemy. So as we heal those wounded aspects of ourselves, then we can hold those frequencies to restore the alchemy here, you know, within our own being, and then to return to your own creation codes. And all those codes are within us. They're there. And we gave our own energy away and shut down our own gifts, and then we forget where we left them at. So there's a lot of processes in it, that healing the wounded child, bringing the healing to that, so then that energy can go into the creation that it's here to be. So that's it. It builds upon itself with that. And then, like I said, there's three live calls with me, and they last anywhere from an hour to hour and a half. And it's just like today, you know, mm-hmm. we talk and answer questions, and it builds on a group energy with that. So that's in, and then there's a private Facebook thing too. So that's mm-hmm. in package A, and then package B is the same thing, and you get a private session, a one-on-one with me, and that's like a 30-minute session. And then there's also an extra bonus MP3 in that one, which is activating the master self, which was what, when they gave it to me, they called it the Eye of Horus initiation. And when that activates within you, there's an implant that leaves, and then there's an activation that happens within the, within your third eye. Mm-hmm. And then it goes into the heart, and those two connect. And so when the energy came in, they told me it was like moving from working with masters to being the working master. So every time you receive these energies, it's like going back into homeostasis. Every time you do it, then, you know, you remember, and you have that muscle memory then to connect to that and to remember that all your accumulated knowledge. So that, that MP3 was, that was created in a studio, and it's got, you know, beautiful music with it to support it. And it's like a 15-minute one, and you can listen to it. And any of them, after you go through the package, go back and listen to them whenever you're drawn to them, because every time you do it, it's going to, you know, it supports you in another level. Mm-hmm. And it's like we, every time we do that, it keeps supporting you, and you'll feel energies. You may fall asleep the first time. I call that going out on God's shelf. When we, when that happens, you know, when we wake up and we're drooling on ourselves and we think we missed the whole thing, it's because we went out on God's shelf to be reset. That's actually eighth dimensional frequencies, and that's the Buddhic mind. And so sometimes when we go into that, we get all kinds of downloads, but then we don't remember what it was. And as you keep increasing your energy, then you start moving through that, and, you know, and then you, you don't fall asleep and drool all over yourself anymore. But that's what happens when you fall asleep and you're drooling on yourself. You just went out on God's shelf. You're still receiving the energy. Mm-hmm. So package C, I just, I noticed you've got the, it says down here it's 44, but where it says package C, you've got the same value in special offer, 134, but it's actually $44.
Yeah, so total value, C, and then get 44, the package C, right. 44. I think I did it right. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Up at the top, it's got, on my page, it's, anyway,
whatever.
So that is, that I'm doing a grid. Carrie was talking about it. I've been doing a grid. It's a transmission grid, and so I'm continuing it. It started on June 1st, but it's like I'm continuing it all the way through the solstice. And so I'm doing a commitment to the grid. And so every day.
Found it.
Yeah,
found
every day I set and do I send out I set to a grid that I am. Shown, everybody's name goes on it, okay? And I actually have a crystal grid that I set up, and then I connect to the heart of Gaia and to the greater aspect, and then bring in the codes and send the energies out. And we are anchoring in these light grids right now because all of these timelines, this creation timeline, are collapsing. And we're seeing it all in, you know, in the world, you know, these things are collapsing, and we're bringing in the grid so that this is support for that during this time period that's so intense right now. And I actually created a live Facebook page just for this, for the retonements, and I've been trying to do those daily live. Well, I have a love-hate relationship with Facebook right now because I love the live Facebook stuff. I love it. I love being out there and getting to connect with everybody every day and popping in. And sometimes I just pop in on the page at certain times. But there's other days that it doesn't cooperate, and it pixels out, and it's like too much energy for the flying monkeys, you know? So there's a part of that. It's so wonderful that we have all of this technology to connect each other, but, you know, it has its problems too. It doesn't always work for us at certain times. So that's what I'm doing with that. So whether or not it works on Facebook that day or not, you get the energy. I've been doing these grids for at least 5 years in the way that I'm doing them now with the transmission. And I wasn't doing them on Facebook before. I would just sit with it every day and connect. So you still receive the energy. And then I'm going to, there'll be some support calls in with that too. So that's what that is. And I was in the process of it. And I mean, Alara, bless your heart, because like 15 minutes before the call, I went, hey, can we throw this in? Because everybody needs the support right now. And I can really feel it with people. And, you know, and could I do this? And she went, oh, sure, you can do it. And she put this up for everybody so that I really appreciate that. And it's something that, you know, it's affordable. You can connect and receive the energies.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we're all receiving them. But when we come together and connect that way and we consciously make the connection, then you can really feel it. You know, you can feel the, because it's like standing up and going, yeah, I'll be there. I'll mm-hmm. be there. I'll do it. And so the universe hears us when we do that, and they respond to us. Just like when we get this information, and then, you know, how do we actively use it? And the universe is the same way with us. When we say this, then they actively start responding to us. So that's what that is.
Thank you. I have updated the pages. It does say 44. yeah, it's all good. So that is, all of those packages are available at awakentohappinessnow.com/Kimberly13. So please do take a look at those. And so I know, Kimberly, you wanted to do a process, right? Another process, and you were going to include the...
Yeah, we can do another process. I don't know where we are time-wise.
Yeah, but go ahead. Yeah. Because I know you were going to include something
to do another one
earlier, remember?
Yeah, we'll bring in the cosmic rays so everybody can feel that. And what was the other thing I said? I guess I'll just turn it over to spirit and let them do it. There was something with somebody. I don't remember what it was. It'll come through.
It'll come through. It started off with lack and
stress. Oh, I know. The virus of the mind of humanity. We'll see if we can go into that today. Nelson,
okay.
You know, because honestly, you know, when I get this new stuff, when it comes in and they're working on me, they wake me up in the middle of the night and then I see another level of it. And the energies come in. But, you know, I work with it. It's like I work for 6 days with it and to release stuff. And it's like it's, you know, so it'll come in to you at the level you're at and where you're ready to receive stuff. So we'll set it that it's, you know, most beneficial for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't want to blow out everybody's circuits because you may need to, you know, do something
later
today.
Exactly.
There is a part of that of not, you know, like you can't just run to every buffet and grab everything that's out there. It's like it's not going to always support you in the moment. And there is a part of this when we're doing this work to be sacred with it and your commitment and when you step into it and, you know, how to receive it. There's a responsibility to that. And there's a responsibility being a facilitator and holding the energy, you know, for everybody. It's
mm-hmm.
like there is a part of that and being conscious with it instead of just haphazardly, unconsciously grabbing, you know, everything. So we will set the energy that it's most beneficial for everybody. And if you need to receive the energy when it's time for you to go to bed or whenever it's most beneficial for you, it might be 3 days from now. You could be setting, you know, in the park this weekend, and suddenly it comes in. So we'll set it that way, that it comes in at the time that's most beneficial for you in the easiest and most graceful way. Okay?
Nice. Beautiful. Yeah.
So everybody just breathe in. Yeah. Everybody breathe in. Just use your breath. And your breath is the easiest way to come to center. It's always there with you. So breathe in. Okay, so we're going to disconnect from that chaotic mind of humanity again. So that should be really easy because we've already done it. So we just ask for it to be done. That's it. It's magic. All you have to do is ask for it to be done. So breathe that in and drop into your sacred chamber so you know where that's at. You don't have to do anything when I'm explaining the instructions to you all. Just set in your center and it will start just happening. So when you go into that, into the trinity of your being, that trinity of your soul, spirit, and your human aspect, and in the center is that divine self that always has been its source. It is source, it's spirit. It's never been disconnected and it's always known. So feel that energy of that and the love and support of it. So we'll ask to disconnect from the personal mind construct just for this now. So just be there in that love and support from your divine self, and that energy comes up from the heart of Gaia and connects to our hearts and to the heart of the divine. So we ask for any of the family mind, the family constellation, the family construct that no longer serves you, and the energy of that to release from that just for this moment. All those identities that you created to be accepted by what we call family, from that family of origin and all those layers. That also goes out into society, so it's that society family. Feel the energy of that, what that's like to disconnect from that mind construct. And so we're going to disconnect from the DNA construct too, from the mind construct within the DNA encodements. Those encodements can come from many different sources, many different lineages. So all those beliefs, eons and time and time and time, that's been sent through your DNA, and a disconnect from that construct just in this moment. And any construct that the soul mind, any construct that it holds on to with regrets from other lifetimes, any energy of that, you disconnect from that from this moment so soul can be free to receive. No more woulda, coulda, shouldas with it and what it has to do to be enlightened. Om nakariyatura shate kena nukoriya sata kariyatura shate karina sutakura shatakura shatakura sutakuri sutakaritara. So the energy of the cosmic rays are here. They show up as beings to support us. And so that energy comes through into our system. So there's a pink ray that goes into what we have labeled as the root chakra. So there's a pink ray of love and compassion. Unconditional love. And it clears out any conditions from the tribe. And feel that energy of love and support. That pink ray, and then there's a white ray, a white cosmic ray that comes into the sacral center. Balancing and clearing any energies of survival and bringing the truth of sustainability. This crystalline clear energy of clarity into the sacral, out through all relationships. And we release any distractions within the encodements, the distortions of survival, as those codes of sustainability come into our system and upload and there's a golden ray that comes into the solar plexus. That golden ray of the truth of the Christ consciousness of who you really are and the empowerment of that. There's a platinum cosmic ray that goes into the heart to support the heart. It's the energy of fortified grace. It moves through and out into all creation. There's a teal ray that comes into their throat, into the spirit speaks, all moving through the throat, and this is the combination energy of the truth of earth, the heart energy. Your truth. Supporting, clearing out any old energies of betrayal, self-betrayal. It's been held back within the throat. And that teal energy, it's like the energy of water and earth, and the supportive energy of all of that together. And there's a magenta ray that goes into the third eye. A supportive energy. And a copper ray into the crown. It's the energy of transmutation, a transcending energy. Clearing out any old God concepts, any distortions within that, those distortions that are within the mind of humanity. Now there's a golden opalescence ray that goes into the high heart, and it contains all of the frequencies of all of the energies. It's golden with all of the beautiful opalescence energies. And the blue ray of the divine masculine comes in the left side of the brain, coming around the heart, and the pink ray of the divine feminine through the right side of the brain, around the left side of the heart, and they come together, braiding down through the body, creating a violet ray into that part of Gaia with her golden opalescent ray. And that violet and golden trifold flame comes up through the system, clearing any debris, bringing balance and sustainability to every aspect of your life. And we'll flush out any viruses within the system, the replicating viruses of separation within the mind. And if that energy is there to connect to, and to utilize in your own time, at your own pace. Releasing any miasms. energies that don't belong to you. Sending that through that ray of transmutation. And back to source energy. Oh. So we're going to close any access points that are out there in other dimensions that no longer serve us. Anything that's accessed our field in any way. And that's complete. Any contracts that we had in any way, that's complete in this time. It's time we call now. So breathe in that energy. Every cell of your body. So as you're coming back into your being and into your own essence, as you all are integrating, I'm going to send some frequencies for you into your water. So if you have water, if you don't, you don't have to jump up and go get it. You can just set the intention of what you're going to use and where it goes, and I'll send it to it, okay? And it'll be there because energy knows where it's going. So we're going to send some vibrations, and it can be a healing object if you want to use a crystal or something like that. It can be something like that too. Okay, so you can use that water like a homeopathy. You can put it under your tongue. You can add it to other water. It can be like your mother tincture that's for support. You can put it, drops of it in your bath water. It will help clear out the debris as we move through this. And you can put it in other waters if you want to put it in waters that go out to help support the waters and the energy of that and the life force of that and how that comes back to us in ritual and however it is that what your discernment and how, where you're guided to use that and the energies of that. Okay. And if you put it in a crystal, then you can use that energy of the crystal and actually put the crystal in your own water and use it in that way.
Beautiful.
Spray it in your field, however you want to use it.
Yeah, thank you. Lots of different uses for the water.
That was really, yeah.
Yeah.
Sustainability came in. See, I didn't remember at all.
Yeah, that's right. That's what it was. Sustainability.
I don't know
exactly.
What was that one? And I didn't know. I didn't have it. You know, my conscious mind, see, that's how it works. My conscious mind didn't have that information anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, well, I'll just turn it over. It'll come up. And then I thought, oh, it must have been about that virus. And see, that was me trying to think, you know, what was it? And when I stepped into that and let it go, right there it was. It was like, oh, it was sustainability.
Yeah.
It's like disconnected from that, all of that survival distortion. And it was just there. It showed up that fast and it was that instant.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, cool.
That was good.
That my conscious self couldn't remember. And it was right there for us. And it was there. And it was like, that was amazing. I was like, oh, thank you. You're here.
Yeah,
that was cool.
That was a really powerful process.
Yeah, it was, because then you can feel the support and know, wow, we really are supported. It knew what was wanted to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's in those MP3s going through that, in those, that's the cosmic rays that have been showing their self up.
Mm-hmm. Nice, good. Yeah, really
and
powerful.
Coming in.
I'm still feeling it a lot in my head. So, you know, for me, I know. It's like, okay, just ground a little bit more, connect a little bit more to Mother Earth, you know, be more in your body, and it'll all integrate, you know, whenever it does, however it does. Yeah. That was nice.
Yeah. And that's good, because that's go set on earth if you can. If you can walk outside and be supported by nature, you know, it's like then that it will bring you into your center and you can anchor this in.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really good thing to do. I'm going to go. I went to outside before we got on the call, and that's what I'm going to do when I hang up.
Me too. I'm going to go out for a few moments, you know, just to be in the sun, stand in the, you know, in the ground here somewhere, and just connect in. So I know we've already gone a little bit longer, but is there any other last words of wisdom that you have for us, Kimberly? I feel like... what do I feel like? I feel like that was really wonderful. I feel complete. Like, I feel complete. How do you feel?
Yeah, I do too. I was sitting there going, do you all have anything to bring into them? And it's like, oh, just let them be. Just let them be in it and bathe in this energy and these rays of this.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's the one that I have a words of wisdom. It is like I've repeated this to myself a couple times this week because I hear myself say it to clients. If it's a burden, it's not yours to do.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to know that it's not yours to carry. Because
mm-hmm.
if it feels like that, then it ain't yours, honey.
Good to know. Yeah.
It's the easiest way to know that we're trying to carry something that's not ours.
Yeah, or do something that
feels like that.
Yeah. Good
exactly.
Point.
And it's like, because it would be all light and sparkly and easy if it's theirs to do. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Perfect. Thank you.
Yep. That's it.
No, that is wonderful. All right, everyone. So take a look at the three packages that Kimberly has for us today. Package A for $97, package B for $147, and package C for $44. So take a look at that.
Yeah, and those that new grid, the grid, I mean, it's going on now. So whenever you sign up, you'll be on it. And
mm-hmm.
it's like I'm actively like setting up the grid and the date is like, it's actually this, you know, through to the solstice, but
mm-hmm.
I'll work with that. And then if they can't be on the calls or the supportive calls and whatever that energy is, you know, it'll be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is a time sensitive thing, but there's also, as we know, time is an illusion, and it's the easiest one to work with.
Exactly.
So we receive stuff. We receive it anyway. You know, all that time stuff's just made up for us.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Perfect.
Okay?
Thank you. Yep, absolutely. Thank you, everyone. And thank you so much for your questions, everyone. I'm sorry we didn't get to all of you. You know, I didn't think about bending time. Before we started.
I know. We could have been bending time today. Yeah.
But thank you, everyone.
Thank
we so
you.
Appreciate you.
Thank
we
you,
love
everybody.
You. Yeah, we're so grateful for you. So, yeah, until next time, tomorrow, continue to live your life filled with joy, peace, love, abundance, and happiness. Sending you all much love and blessings always. Thank you, Kimberly. Love you.
Thank you.